Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gurai. I'm America's voice, fierce and fearless, working to get on a couple of new lists. What list do you think we can get on today? Well, let's be honest. We need a couple. Here are some big things you need to know right now, three of them. Number one, the investment in so-called green energy slumping badly as the price of oil, gas, and diesel explodes through the ceiling. Not good news for the bunny lovers and tree huggers, sorry. Number two, in Florida, the man that came within 1 point of getting elected governor did win a vote this week, but not a good one. A grand jury indicting Andrew Gillum on corruption charges from the 2018 election. He's facing years in prison. And number three, do you ever stop and wonder, honestly, if this is just part of a game? As the problems facing the country seem to be coming faster and more frequent. Honestly, I mean, do you wonder if 2019, for example, will always be remembered as the good old days? Oh, yeah, the days before COVID-19 that robbed us of any semblance of unity or innocence that we had. And the government ran wild both at the state and federal level, stripping Americans of their rights during the pandemic, put us all in the perpetual fear-mongering mode. I mean, for millions of us, maybe the vast majority of us, the pandemic ended a long time ago. But not for the folks in the Biden administration, no. In fact, Joe Biden's out there making comments. Well, he made comments on COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five, as young as 6 months. I would never, on God's green earth, give my kid who was 6 months old a COVID vaccine. They have no idea what the long-term ramifications of that are. None. But he talked about a second pandemic. A reporter prompting Biden's head-turning remarks with the question what spending the U.S. government is still prepared to do to create more vaccines and maintain the infrastructure necessary to keep us all under the COVID-19 boot. I know you're looking for more money from Congress for this vaccine and for COVID funding going into the fall. How much of the supply of vaccines for these small children is there, and how many of the nation's kids would be able to get vaccinated before you need more money from Congress? We'll get through at least this year, said Biden. We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. And then reinforces revelation, there's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. There is. I mean, it took 100 years between the two biggest pandemics. Of course, we had one in 1957 and the one in 1968. The Singapore flu and the Hong Kong flu, right? Had that. By the way, he also, just for good measure, slammed the Trump administration, propped up his own, saying, and that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing fairly well. That's why we need the money. You've been doing such a good job. You've created spiraling inflation, failing everything. Nice work, Joey. Nice work. Yeah, by the way, the CEO of Pfizer says the most unsurprising thing I've ever heard. He says not only are they glad that kids 6 months and older can now get the vaccine, that we'll need booster shots every year forever. I know you're shocked. It's bite number eight. You have to hear it. Bite eight. Here it is.
Do you think we're going to get updated mRNA vaccines every season that'll be directed to each new variation of the coronavirus? And will we have to take those shots every year?
I'm almost certain about it. And I say almost certain because, of course, regulators have the final say in all of that. But that's the beauty of mRNA. You can adapt your vaccine just by changing the sequencing, which is a very minor change, either manufacturing or in the properties of the vaccine, safety or efficacy, but can make a huge difference in the way that responds to the virus. So for this reason, I'm very confident that we'll be able to respond very, very fast to every new variant.
Yeah. You know, there they go. How much money can they make? And that's just one example of the failing policies that are going on all over this administration. All over this administration. I mean, you look at the price of gasoline, you look at the continuing push for COVID that people have long since passed, right? Long since passed. So the national gas average now, $4.94, $5.11 the gas average in Michigan, where I am. Diesel, $5.80. It's off a whopping 1.6 cents since its high 4 days ago, but new records are still on the way. Make no mistake, we're not done with this. And 5.01 or 5.10 or 5.50 or whatever a lot of people are paying doesn't help them at the polls, that's for sure. So you've got that. And then, of course, you look to the southern border where at least 2 million illegals came in last year. The numbers are going to be far greater this year because instead of spending money to defend our border and our country, we're spending $40 billion to a country that most people can't find on a map anyway, Ukraine. It's not an ally, but suddenly it's the most important country in the world. After all, they helped get Donald Trump impeached. And Hunter Biden and Joe Biden made a pile of money on scams they ran in Ukraine, so we have to protect it, of course. But what about the border? Former acting ICE director Tom Homan says the border is and has been for a while a major national security issue. It's Bite 9. Hear this.
Under Trump, we averaged 3 known suspected terrorists on the screening on FBI screening database a year. 3. Joe Biden has already got 50 in a year and a half. So it's opened up to fentanyl, it's opened up to criminals, it's opened up to gang members, it's opened up to known suspected terrorists when I come to this country. This immigration crisis has quickly turned into a national security crisis.
Yeah. And that also weighs down the economy. Because you've got all of these people coming in that need jobs and shelter and supplies, everything. I'll give you one more example of the Biden economic team, all right, before we get out of here. Heather Boushey is yet another one of the parade of Biden's advisors, and it's like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. Everyone remain calm. Everyone remain calm as he's getting stampeded. They say everything's just fine. Bite 12 from Heather Boushey. Bite 12. Listen to this.
I cover Congress, and Republicans often say that the administration wants high gas prices. They want this because they think it is an excuse to move to renewables, to a cleaner energy. What is your reaction to that? Do you think that the short-term pain will provide long-term gain?
Well, I think the president has been so clear that rising gas prices is a priority for him, that should dissuade anybody from thinking that he likes it or thinks it is a good thing. But none of that changes the fact that for our national economic security, for our national security, we have to be thinking about all the different ways that we can transition to clean energy. And the president has been very committed to that.
Yeah. Warren Buffett, by the way, putting another $529 million into Occidental Petroleum. His big bet is on big oil, because he knows as soon as a Republican comes along, this is all going to change, and we will protect our energy sector. All right. Quick break on the Steve Guru Show. I'll be right back. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.